back to the Informed Data Podcast. Sydney Landis here. Today, we are going to be talking about our continuous activity monitoring product, also known as CAM. And we have a couple podcast newbies here today to talk about this with me. We have Megan Martinson. She is our onboarding specialist here, and she works with a lot of clients on this product. So happy to have you here, Megan. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing great. Glad it's Friday.
Excited to be here.
And then we also have Chase McDonald. He's one of our product managers here. So he actually oversees our CAM product among some other products. And so these two are experts on the subject. So really glad to have y'all here. Chase, how are you doing today?
I'm good. Like y'all said already, happy that it's Friday and happy to be here and talk about CAM. Really excited about this product.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm excited to dig into this. So to kick off, Chase, can you just kind of briefly describe what CAM is?
Yeah. So as you already mentioned, it's our acronym for continuous activity monitoring. And the product does exactly that. It monitors subjects for new criminal activity on a continuous basis. We're finding new records every minute from thousands of sources with the offering that we have. If reports on new criminal cases or activity that would not have previously been found in a county criminal search for that specific individual that you're monitoring. So when that new record is found, we send off an automatic customizable notification via email or text, whatever you decide, to alert our clients or even their clients as well of the new record. It has extensive coverage, so it's looking at over 95% of the U.S. population, and we're adding over 100,000 new records every day. The source types that we have are not limited to arrest. We also have warrants, court records, federal, and sex offender registry for our record offering.
Awesome. And so I want to dig into a lot of this. So first, a question that we get asked frequently about this product is, how is CAM different from arrest monitoring? Megan, do you mind kind of digging into that?
Yeah, that is a good question. And it's probably the number one question that I'm asked when I'm talking about CAM, because it's confusing. You think, oh, okay, they're arrested. There's a case filed. Why do we need anything else? Well, the issue is that arrest monitoring informs you of when someone has been booked in jail and then they're released. The process doesn't stop there. And that's why CAM is different. Our sources utilize direct source data to inform our clients of when a new criminal case is filed with the court. But then we continue to provide updates as the case goes through the judicial process, from the time it's filed to when the case is disposed, because it doesn't just end with an arrest. An arrest, what can you really do with that? And it doesn't give us much information. So CAM is a novel new product, and it takes you through the entire lifespan of the case. It's essentially a continuous background check.
Right. And an arrest, like, it might not go anywhere, right? So somebody could get arrested and then nothing else could happen. And it's good for an employer to know if it does or doesn't.
That's so true. And I keep hearing examples from clients. And they're like, I wish I had enrolled in CAM sooner, because sometimes they'll have employees that are arrested on a certain date. That case may not be filed for months. So you could potentially have someone like continuing to work. You don't know if that case disposed. Like, you really don't have much information. And after you get an arrest notification, then you have to file. You have to go ahead and run a county crim search. But when do you do that?
Yeah.
You don't know. But CAM can tell you. So if you know, we're going to give you that information, and it really takes no work on your part.
Yeah,
that's really good. And I think a great example we found in doing some of our case studies with our product is we found that with some county criminal searches, you know, as Megan was saying, it can take months for some of these charges to be filed. Good example I saw with some subjects we monitored earlier this year is there is an individual that was arrested for a DUI in June of last year. So you would have gotten that booking notification, and some people, they may want to go, okay, you know, maybe a week, 2 weeks later, I want to check to see if that record was filed. This record wasn't filed until January of this year. So that's a 7-month gap in which somebody was arrested and then the case was filed. So if you're running a county criminal search, you're not going to find that information. And booking is certainly not going to, you know, provide that update with an arrest record being filed as a criminal case, because it's not covering those sources like CAM does.
Yeah, that's crazy. And the timing like is probably very inconsistent from court to court, county to county, and probably even within the same county and court, because, you know, there's so many factors at play. So just kind of knowing that stuff would be alerted to the client like in real time without them having to check, I think it sounds like a great asset. So another question that we get asked is, how is CAM different than our Nat Crim product? Can you dig into that, Chase?
Yeah, so Nat Crim is stale data, meaning it's not updated on a continuous basis. And, you know, most sources within the Nat Crim product are updated weekly or on a less frequent basis. There's certainly some sources that are updated daily, but that's not going to cover most of the sources like CAM does, which is updating every minute. Now, this is not to say that Nat Crim is not a valuable product. It's certainly valuable within the pre-screening process where you want to get an idea of, are you going to find an additional record outside of a subject's address history search that you ran previously? So it's good to be used as pointer data before you run the county criminal search. But because this data is not guaranteed to be up to date, that's what makes the county criminal search necessary as part of the background screening process. So it's good as a way to start, but you don't want to be reliant on Nat Crim for taking any action, because some data could be outdated. It could be that a record was expunged and that source has not been updated to remove that record and make it non-reportable. So Nat Crim is a good idea to know when you want to go directly to the source, what source you're going to go to, what jurisdiction you're going to go to. Whereas CAM, we're updating continuously every minute with our sources. So the refresh rate is going to provide you the most current update available for a record, where Nat Crim is always going to be delayed.
Yeah. It seems like Nat Crim is probably a good place to start, maybe like before hiring somebody, to see what they need to do before deciding to hire. And then CAM would be a good thing to implement after hire with their existing employees. Does that sound right?
Absolutely. Definitely. So Nat Crim would be good for a pre-hire, including the county criminal search. And CAM is, you know, kind of a full stack post-hire solution that can be offered for new criminal activity.
Awesome. So let's get into the details of how the CAM product works. Megan, do you mind taking that?
Sure. CAM collects records on a continuous basis, like I referred to it. I like to call it the continuous background check. That's essentially what it is. It matches those records against subjects that we are actively monitoring. When a new subject is enrolled, our products will look back for any new criminal activity that may have occurred 7 days prior to when the subject was enrolled in monitoring. From that point forward, any new criminal activity that occurs, it will be reported. And then any changes in the status of those cases will also be reported. So we will track these cases for you. You don't have to. You sit back, you let our system do the work, and we'll send you a text or an email when anything changes. So it's a very valuable tool, and it reduces the manual labor on your end, which is important to us and you.
Right. And I know a concern surrounding arrest data or the booking is that the information you get from that isn't actionable. So what does our CAM product provide that is considered actionable?
CAM provides direct source data from the court, which is why it's actionable. An arrest record doesn't always result in the criminal case being filed, like we discussed earlier. The district attorney can decide not to file charges, or it's going to take months for them to file those charges. But CAM goes a step further to monitor the court activity where we have coverage available. So you're going to be able to see snapshots of the dockets where we're pulling it directly from the online site that's available, just like we have HTML snapshots for our automated county court offering.
Gotcha. And one of the coolest things I think that we have with this product is that it is really customizable or filterable for our clients to really kind of help them only get what they need. So Megan, can you dig into that a little bit?
Absolutely. This is one of my favorite features of CAM. I love talking about it, and I even created a really cool one pager, which, well, turned out to be about two or three pages of all the different options because we have so many. our platform, it gives clients the ability to configure unique filters based on their clients' varying needs. Obviously, a hospital has multiple employees. They have surgeons, they have ambulance drivers. They all want different levels of filtering because we don't necessarily care if your surgeon is a bad driver. If your ambulance driver is a bad driver, that's a red flag right there. Some organizations such as ride sharing apps, they want to know about new traffic activity, just like your ambulance drivers. Where other companies, they may just want to be aware of felony level offenses. All of this can be configured on our platform. Our options include what source types you'd like included. I always recommend taking all of the source types because they're all included. Why not? Charge categories, offense levels. You can even filter by disposition. Some clients really only want truly actionable cases that are FCRA compliant, and we can do that for you. Other clients want to use this to mitigate risk. So they want to know everything, and we can do that for them too. If you only want to see cases where there has been a conviction, we got you. That's possible. So anything you want to tailor, even if you want to customize a filter down to something like the type of drug. So I'm from New Jersey. Marijuana in general now is legal here. So most employers are like, do I really want to know about use or anything like that of marijuana? Not really. So on CAM, I can go in and I can teach you guys how to filter the drug charges. Do we want, you know, trafficking heroin? Of course we want that. But do we want personal use marijuana charges? Nah, not really. So we can tailor it down to that level of specificity. Pretty awesome.
I think that's so cool. It's like game changing. And so you just mentioned something. Does the client come to us and tell us everything they want and we set it up for them? Or do they have the ability to do it all themselves?
They can do it all themselves. So what I typically tell clients, because I will do the demo for them, I get them set up, and then I offer them, when you get your first client, you're ready to enroll those subjects, get me on a call and let's do it together. Personally, I'm a very visual person. I like to learn by doing and having someone show me. I can also give you a really nice user guide, very technical. But if you're more like me, I say, let me walk you through the process. But it is very user friendly. You guys can absolutely handle it yourself. But I always offer that. I say, take me up on it. I'm here to help. I can help you set your filters just to make sure, you know, everything is set properly and we're not missing anything. So yes. So the answer is yes, I can help, but yes, they can also do it themselves. So truly customizable for every client.
Awesome. And Chase, we were talking about this the other day and you mentioned something that I don't think you mentioned, Megan, and that is that like you can customize it for your different clients. Like if a CRAs have multiple clients, right? That might be working in different industries or may want different things. So you can say for this client, like we only want this. Can you dig into that a little bit?
Yeah. So obviously, you know, most clients are going to have different use cases with their customers that they're looking for, right? And so even their customers, like Megan was talking about with hospitals, you might have a group of surgeons, you have a group of nurses, a group of ambulance drivers. So you can not only customize for all of the different clients that you have, you can also have subgroups within all of your different customers. So like she was saying, if you're monitoring for a group of drivers for a company, you're going to want to see traffic offenses. But if you're monitoring for executive level employees at a different company, then you're going to want to have a different subset of customization filters that you want. And so you can also set up different notification alerts too. So if you want to be notified in a certain way with this specific group of people, then you can set it up like that. And you can also customize who it's going to be sent to, when you want it to be sent. And so having those different filters, like I only want to see convictions for this group, but I want to see everything for this group as well, is really powerful and really helpful for the customization of the product.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that's one of those things that it's one thing to talk about it, but getting the demo and actually like seeing how it works and all the possibilities, I think is also very powerful. So Megan, what advice would you offer to those that are interested in a monitoring product like CAM?
It's important to understand that CAM offers real-time data access direct from the courts, and that employers should have policies in place for how to handle these types of alerts. This policy could actually exist already for your annual background checks that you resubmit. But with the real-time alerts being available, it's always good to review your existing policies that you have in place. So that's one really important piece of advice. The advice that I would offer employers, it's a little bit different for employers and CRAs, so I'm going to break that up. Speaking to employers right now, it's a way for you to mitigate risk. You can maintain a strong company reputation and ensure a safe workplace. And obviously, that's what we all want. It's an ongoing effort that isn't resolved with a point of hire background check. CAM allows employers to monitor their employees effortlessly. You get real-time alerts, so you always know what's going on with your employees. As far as CRA, this is a great way to diversify your service portfolio. It allows you to create new sources of cash flow for using long-term subscription contracts with your customers so that they can monitor their workforce throughout the tenure of their employment. Instead of transactional fees, you can charge using a subscription model. And that's great because it creates a predictable stream of revenue, which us in the business world, we love that.
Absolutely. Cool. Well, that's all the questions I have. Did y'all have any last words about the CAM product that you want to share?
I just want to reiterate, you can have as many profiles as you want for all of your clients. So if you have 20 clients using CAM, and each client wants 20 different profiles to monitor 20 different employee types. You can have your surgeons, your drivers, your executive level, your administrative, different profiles as far as things that you want reported for each of those categories of employee. You're not charged per profile. You can have as many as you want. And that is really important to note because this product, it's made to work for you and to service your clients, your employees, and your needs.
Awesome. Thanks, Megan.
Thank you.
The thing I have to say is I'm just super pumped about this product, its capabilities, its customization, and I love being a part of client meetings and talking about it and seeing their eyes light up when they hear what our product is capable of doing and the possibilities that it has. So if you're watching this and you're interested, reach out to our sales team. I'll be happy to join a call, talk with you about the product, and I'm really looking forward to the opportunity to do it.
Yeah, Informed Data is really looking at new ways to change, to revolutionize the background screening industry, and CAM is the perfect example of it. This product, it's unique, it's exciting, it's my favorite product to demo and talk to clients about. So Chase and I would love to join you on a call.
Awesome. Yeah, like they just mentioned, and kind of like I mentioned earlier, I think getting a demo and really seeing firsthand how it works is awesome. And just talking through what would benefit your company and whether it's possible or not. And even just getting you set up with some test orders to actually experience how it works. So those of you listening, definitely reach out if you're interested. And Chase and Megan, thank you both so much for joining me today. I know y'all are busy, so I appreciate the time.
Thank you for having us.
Of course. Hopefully I can have y'all back soon.
Looking forward to it.
Take care, guys.
Thank you so much. And everybody tuning in, thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.